Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Just great, thank you.
I'll wait another minute and then we'll start.
Yes, sir.
Malka
has joined.
Good morning.
We will begin with Elishem Yehud, and then we will start the reading. And since I was absent yesterday, we'll do both readings today. The first day, first Aliyah, and the second Aliyah. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishtin Pebit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Yachta L'shem Yudhe Bovate V'yehud Ashalim Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'hehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kolenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kolenehu. The first Aliyah has 13 verses, and we know the number 13 connects to unity, and Lech Lecha is about the unity that Hashem showed himself to Abraham, or that Abraham recognized on his own, and then unified with Hashem through the communication that they had. The first Aliyah is from chapter 12, verse 1 to 13. Here is verse 1.
Vayomer Adonai Yohei Yadanu
Yohei has joined.
El Avram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Umi molatecha, umi beit avicha, el haaret asher arecha, v'yeescha legoy gadol va'avarecha, v'yagadla shemecha v'chaya.
The second word from the end of chapter of verse 2 is one of the permutations for Hashem's name. Verse 3.
Umtalelcha aor v'nivrehu. V'cha ko mishpechot ha'adama V'yelech Avram Kasher diber elav Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu yo Yohei Dawanu heyo V'yelech ito lot V'yavram Ben chamesh Shanim v'shivim, shana b'teito me'charam.
Vayika Avram et Sarai, Ishto vi et Lot en Achiv, vi et kol rechusham asher rakashu, vi et hanefesh asher asu, vi charan v'yetu lalechet artza, kenan v'yavu artza kenan. V'yavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom shekem ad elon, more v'haknani az ba'aretz. V'yera Adonai yohe wahe, Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo. El Avram vayo mer lezar acha iten eten et haaretz. Hazot vayiven sham izbea. Adonai yo he wahe, Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo. Hanire elav. Vyatek misham hachara, mikedem levet el yavayet, ahalo, bet el miyam v'hai mikedem, v'yiven sham mizbeach ladonai, yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu heyo. Vayikra b'shem Adonai, Yohe wahe, Adanu yo, Yohe dawanu heyo. Vayisa Avram, Aloch v'nasoa, v'negdba, Vayehi ra'av be'aretz v'yered, Avram mitzrayma, Lagor sham ki kaved harav haaretz. Vayehi kasher hikrev lavo mitzrayma vayomer el sarai ishto hineina yadati ki isha yafat bareh at. This is also a permutation of Hashem's name. Ki yiru otach ha-mitzrim v'yamru ishto zot v'hargu yoti v'yotach yichayu imri na'ach oti At leman yitav li v'avurech v'hayta nashi biglalech. And now for the English translation of the first Aliyah. And the Lord said to Avram, go forth from your land and from your birthplace and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And this is a very famous verse. There's a lot of commentary. The Zohar explains that your land is your culture. Your birthplace is your society, or your community, and your father's house is your parents. All of these three levels are influencing you from the moment you're born throughout your childhood. What you absorb from these three different levels cause you to be able to be unable to see truth, to perceive truth. because they all are influencing you as what is right and wrong. The balance of the verse is to the land that I will show you. And it's when you break forth from these three influences, your culture, your community, and your parents, that's when you will know what you are to do in this world. Continuing to read in the English translation, verse 2. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will aggrandize your name, and you shall be a blessing. Once you know what you were put in this earth to do, that's when you will create your own community, a community of truth. That's the great nation. And you will have blessings because you will be happy and eventually serene because you know what you're here to do. And that gives you a sincere comfort level. And you will easily go out of your comfort level as you achieve your tikkun. And I will make your name great or aggrandize you in this more modern or sophisticated translation. I will aggrandize your name. And you shall be a blessing. Meaning that you will share. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you. It's very interesting to look at the Hebrew word, v'cha. And their translation is saying that that word means in you. But it could be interpreted in many different ways. The verse is correct. I mean, the blessed translation is correct, but there's many others. It could be in your families, in all, it could be your house, and it could be all of the letters of the alphabet, because it's Gematria 22, the thought. So it could be all of the vessels. There's so many ways to interpret that one word, and it changes the meaning of this translation in the third verse. Verse 4, and Avram went as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Avram was 75 years old when he left Haran. 75 is the gematria of a Hebrew word, bechachma, with wisdom. The fifth translation. The Zohar actually gives us another explanation of the 75 years. He went with the five levels of the five worlds, and he had completed is by completing 70 years. It represents the completion of the seven lower sephirot with their full partsuf of 10 sephirot each. The fifth verse translation. And Avram took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had acquired, and the souls they had acquired in Haran. And they went to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. And we discussed last week how to understand these verses, because God told him to go to Canaan, and then Terah took him and stopped in Haran. And then when he was caught up by Nimrod, or Nimrod's soldiers caught up to him, he was sentenced to die in the fire. And when Avram went into the fire and survived without it being burned, Terach did tshuva and realized who Avram was and knew that he was supposed to go to Canaan. But before they could start out, Terach died, because his tikkun of doing tshuva was what was completed in this lifetime. And so it says that Avram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son. Well, what happened to the brother? And it's not Avram's brother, or perhaps it is. It could also be his uncle. But whoever it was saw Avram survive the fire and thought he would also, and he was sentenced to die in the fire, and he died. So he took Lot, his nephew. And all the possessions that they had acquired, this is referring to not physical things, but to souls that he had converted to experience Hashem, which is the definition of a conversion, knowing the truth. But it's interesting to note in the verse that it says, and they went to the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. It didn't have to say Canaan twice. What is the meaning of that? Verse 6, and Avram passed through the land until the place of Shechem, until the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. And we know this name, Shechem and Moreh, has meaning and the Lord appeared I have to look to see which name is being used. It's Hashem who's appearing. Why do they translate it as the Lord? I don't understand. Usually when you see the Lord, it's referring to Adonai. And Hashem appeared to Avram, and he said, to your seed I will give this land. And there he built an altar to Hashem, who had appeared to him. Now, why does it say that he had appeared to him twice? It doesn't need to say that. It could have ended the sentence where he built an altar to Hashem. But why is it? Why do we need to know that he appeared again, or in the past tense? Whereas the first one, it's in the present tense. And these are significant differences, even if we don't have the answer to that yet. And he moved from there to the mountain, east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent. Bethel was to the west, and Ai was to the east. And there he built an altar to Hashem, and he called in the name of the Lord. He called Hashem, in the name of Hashem. This is a significant statement because Avram was being told or being taught how to speak to Hashem, how to call his
has joined.
Name of it. Verse 9. And Avram traveled, continually traveling southward. Now, if you read verse 8, where it gives you these locations, Bethel, he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent. Bethel was to the west, and Ai was to the east. And then he traveled continually southward. We know south, the energy of Chesed. We know that east is the energy of Tiferet, and west is Malchut. So it's not just giving you locations, it's giving you perceptions of directions and how those directions relate to the Sephirot, if you're knowledgeable and make those connections. Verse 10, and there was a famine in the land, and Avram descended to Egypt to sojourn there, because the famine was severe in the land. But whenever we see Haaretz in the Torah, it's not just the land, it's the land of Israel. But why did Hashem bring a famine into the land of Israel? Was it to kill people, to make it easier for Avram to conquer the land, to take over the land, easier for the children of Israel? But it didn't happen. For a number of years, 110 years. So why did Avram get sent down to Egypt? And the sages essentially say that if he hadn't gone to Egypt at that point, he created the opening for the children of Israel when it had become a nation to be able to leave Egypt. Put the Talmud tells us. Verse 11. Now it came to pass when he drew near to come to Egypt that he said to Sarai his wife, "Behold, now I know that you are a woman of fair appearance." And the Zohar says, didn't he know his wife was beautiful beforehand? Why does he notice this difference now? And the answer is that he hadn't noticed her appearance, but he noticed other people noticing her appearance when he went into Egypt and he realized there was something to be concerned about for his life. Verse 12.
And it will come to pass when the Egyptians see you that they will say, this is his wife. And they will slay me and let you live. Verse 13. Please say that you are my sister in order that it go well with me because of you, and that my soul may live because of you. There's a very, obviously, a lot of questions from these two verses. Was Abraham asking Sarah to lie? It's one of the questions that's asked, and we all know the answer. Well, he was his sister because they had different mothers but the same father. And now let's do the second Aliyah, which consists of 11 verses. And these 11 verses go from chapter 12, verse 14, to chapter 13, verse 4. Vayehi kivo Avram Mitzrayma, Vayiru ha-Mitzrim, Et ha-Isha ki yafa, ki me'ot. Notice the difference between Mitzrim, which is an Egyptian, and Mitzrayma and Mitzrayim, which is Egypt. Mitzrayim is Egypt. Mitzrim is an Egyptian. And Mitzrayma, the hey at the end of the word Mitzrayim, changes the meaning to be in the direction of Egypt. He didn't go to Egypt, he went in the direction of Egypt. Whenever you see a hey at the end of a word, that is a possibility. In Hebrew, that is the meaning of a final hey. It can be that it's a noun. It can be that it's different words have different meanings. One of the possible translations of any word with a hey at the end is it means going towards whatever that word is. Verse 15. Vayiru ota sarai paro vayahalalu ota el paro vatukach Aisha Beit Paro Ul Avram Heitev Bavura Vayehilo Don Uvakar Uvachamorim Vaavadim Ushvachot Vyachot Not Umalim Vainaga Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo Et Paro Negaim Gedolim Viet Beto Aldevar Sarai Eshet Avram Vaikra Paro Li Avram Vayomer Mazot asita li lama lo ha'igata li kishtechahu. Ishtechahi lama marta afotihi wayakach ota Lila Isha Viatahine Ishteha Kahwalech Vayatsav Alav Haro.
Nashim vayeshalal shalhu. O tov yet ishto v'yet kol asher lo. Vayal Avram mimitzrayim. Uvishto v'kol asher lo v'lot imo v'negba. Avram kaved meod b'mikne b'kesef uvazahav v'yelech l'masav minegev b'ad beit el ad amakom asher haya sham ahalo b'tchila bein beit el yuvein ha'ay El Makom HaMizbeach Asher Asah Sham B'Rishona Vayikra Sham Avram B'Shem Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yo Wahei Dawanu Heyo. That's the end of the Hebrew for the second Aliyah. Now for the English translation. Chapter 12, verse 14. And it came to pass when Avram came to Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very pretty. And we discussed all these ideas of coming to Egypt, meaning in the direction of Egypt. And Hamitzrim represents the plural of Mitzrayim, of Egyptians, plural of an Egyptian. Verse 15, and Pharaoh's princes saw her, and they praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to the house of Pharaoh, and he benefited Avram for her sake. And he had flocks and cattle and he-donkeys and men-servants and maid-servants and she-donkeys and camels. Now, it's not sure whether that all belonged to Pharaoh or whether he was giving all these things to Avram. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh with great plagues as well as his household on account of Sarai, Avram's wife. We know the Midrash, that Pharaoh could never sleep with Sarai because an angel would hit him every time he approached her. And Pharaoh summoned Avram, and he said, "What is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister so that I took her to myself for a wife? And now here is your wife. Take her and go." And Pharaoh commanded men on his behalf, and they escorted him and his wife and all that was his. Chapter 13. And Avram came up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that was his, and Lot with him to the south. It didn't say that Lot went with him when he went down to Egypt. Now we find out that he did, because we know he came back from Egypt. And Avram was very heavy with cattle, with silver, and with gold. And he went on his journeys from the south and until Bethel, until the place where his tent had been previously, between Bethel and between Ai, to the place of the altar that he had made at first. And Avram called there in the name of the Lord. Does anybody have any questions? That's the end of the reading, both in Hebrew and in English, for both Aliyah Aleph and Aliyah Bet.
the first and second aliyot. Today is Monday. We will have three classes. One is at 11 a.m. Yes.
Okay. You were talking about the east, west, south, and south being the ferret. Is I the ferret, right? And
I is a location. It says that I is to the west. I is Malkut.
I is Malkut, okay. And the south is Chesed?
The south is Chesed. The north is Givlura.
Right.
The east, where the sun rises, is Tiferet.
Okay.
And the west is Malkut.
And the location of I is, you said, between Bethel and I, right?
No, he settled between Bethel and I.
Okay, where
about? He settled in a location where Bethel is to the east and I to the west. So if you know the land of Israel, Bethel is a location a little north of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethel is the translation of Bethel is the house of El, the house of God. And so it's okay. Considered the Temple Mount.
Okay. All right. Which is where Jacob was.
Yes.
On his where he went for his journey. Okay. All right, that's what I need to know.
No problem. So as I was saying, we have three classes today. The one at 11 o'clock is the basic Kabbalah classes, and we'll be discussing Kashrut. I may be a little bit late.
Has joined.
I have an appointment. I should be back in time, but if I am late, it'll only be a few minutes.
Okay.
And if it's longer than that, I'll be calling and letting you all know. Then there's a Deep Zohar class at 4:30 and an essay by the Ari at our 7 o'clock class. And we will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at this same time to do the third Aliyah and hopefully get some time in for with respect to expanding our knowledge of the morning prayers. I bid you all a Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom. Thank you.
Gadol.